But you have to ask just the question, where was the deliberate intent? Would Petey Harden need to go out and deliberately trip that man at that stage of the game? Now, that is so ridiculous, it's beyond belief that he would want to do that. So this whole thing when it came in was all about deliberate and intent was the key words we used in this edition of the Black Card. Well, if there's any intent or you know, where was it? Why would a man want to do that? That's absolutely ridiculous.
Next week.
I don't know if we introduced that earlier or not. We didn't introduce too much before half time, and you know, and we still had to go on and make sure that the game wasn't going to be back in Cavan's reach. So we actually left players on a good bit there. I don't think we emptied the bench, you know, before half time or anything like that. So yeah, we did introduce some players, but the key men played the 70 minutes, and I know that will certainly tell on them. So they'll need to be a careful management of their time this week in terms of recovery and preparation. No, we weren't at the races. It wasn't a great day for us, but we only lost the game by 4 points. So that's strange too in itself. You know, we certainly didn't play. I would have had trouble picking three or four players who played to the potential that I know they can. And of course, we lost Petey Hart after about 10 minutes for an innocuous tackle as well. So I think there's no coincidence that when we lose him, our team doesn't perform as well as they can do with him on the field. So there's a few factors come into that. But, you know, it's one of those days and they happen. They've happened before and they'll happen again. So we're glad that it's behind us now, and we're glad that we recovered from it and we're back in the last eight. Look, all we're delighted to be in it. That's the main thing. And we'll not be taking anything for granted or any way that the sequence of games is any helpful to us or not. It's actually dangerous if we don't prepare well and win those games. I wouldn't like to be dependent on the last game against Dublin to qualify. So these are must-win games as well. And obviously Roscommon are a much better side than they were last year at this stage. They are far more secure at the back. They're physically more imposing. So, you know, nobody will be looking forward to going to Hyde Park to play Roscommon, and we won't certainly be looking forward to it.